Hello, my people. Hope you're going well. In today's episode, we're going to talk about the mindset of being traditional or not traditional. Maybe you feel you're traditional sometimes and you feel yourself very non-traditional other times. Let's dig into that and how it works in the dyslexic and the ADHD mind. Okay, so we're going to talk about the traditional, non-traditional thing. You know, I've always looked at myself, and if someone asked me that question, do you see yourself as traditional or non-traditional? I would have automatically said, I'm not very traditional. I don't, and when I say the word traditional, the picture that goes to mind is following along with a pack of sheep. You know, and that's probably the wrong idea for a lot of people, or it may not be the same picture for you, but it's kind of following traditions to me is following along with a massive group that think one thing is the right way to do it. And traditions are set up over thousands of years, hundreds, thousands, tens of years, are traditional things like marriage is a tradition. There's things like that would fit into this bucket. Of just this, the normal, the expected thing to do in a certain situation. It's, to me, that's what a tradition is. You know, you have much more group orientated traditions, but I also think you've got personal traditions, which are just the way things should are said to have worked. But when I was thinking about this today, you know, we all have our own personal traditions that we do. You know, which are routines. It's my tradition. It's my tradition to, at the moment at least, get up at 6:30 in the morning. I traditionally will only drink black coffee. That's my tradition. And it's like, to me, that's kind of where my mind goes with that word. And maybe it's a bit different. But the question I wanted to pose to the group, to my listeners today is, you know, why are we usually sitting in that non-traditional box? You know, it's not to say we don't follow traditions. I've been married, but I did it for not the reason of me being traditional, but because, you know, I wanted to fit in and I wanted to kind of be part of a, I wanted to be accepted. You know, when I'm traditional, it's usually me having this need to be accepted and follow what the pack are doing so I don't look out of place and I'm safe. And happy, and you know, safety is a huge thing for the dyslexic ADHD tribe when we're told we're kind of not accepted for a lot of our lives in different ways. Being told we're wrong or being told we've made a mistake, you know, we do what we can to survive and fit in to the greater society. It's a natural tribe mentality. We don't want to be an outcast. We want to find some sort of safety. And so I looked at this and I said, why do I not follow a lot of the traditions? Is it just the way I think? Do I not understand them? And do you know what I think it is? Is I think our brains are always looking for purpose. We're always looking for why am I doing something before we do it. You know, there's the old story of, you know, traditionally schools will give kids homework and traditionally kids will do that homework. Now, if you've ever had a child that's dyslexic or ADHD, a lot of the time we will actually spend longer telling the parents that we don't want to do the homework and why we don't want to do the homework rather than just doing the homework. You know, if we'd have just sat there and did 30 minutes of work, we'd have got the work done. Instead, we're more than happy to spend an hour explaining our deep, meaningful purpose of why we don't think it's worth our time. Have you ever experienced that in this case or others? It does happen to us. And where I come down to it is we don't understand why it is important or why it is valuable. We can't see the purpose behind it, and we're very terrible at doing things where we can't see a why or a purpose. You know, if we can't see there's any value in it, or we haven't experienced any value in it, and we can't see why it's important, then why would we do it? And this is where I got to with marriage. It's like, for me personally, I'm not directly religious. I respect people's choices, but I don't personally go down that track. And when it comes to marriage, I've always had a belief that, you know, marriage is not something for me. You know, I kind of did it because it was kind of the flow of a relationship for a while, and I was kind of going along with the traditional process of a relationship. But you know, when I look at it now in hindsight, it was never actually for me. You know, I did it for my partner at the time. It was something she wanted, and yeah, in hindsight, you know, I find it, this can be a massive challenge for us, is us following traditions that we don't believe in, but we don't have that solidity of self to say, oh no, that's not me. To own it sometimes, to own that part of ourselves, we can kind of find ourselves doing things for the sake of, not because it's who we are. Does that make sense? It's kind of this disconnect. And it usually doesn't lead to good things. It usually puts us in a place where we're doing things we don't want to do. I caught up with a friend recently who had been in the sales industry for ages. He'd just done it and done it and done it. He'd built his identity around it. He built his ego around it. You know, he definitely is on our side of the scale. And then, you know, through a few changes in his life, and one day he just clicked. He goes, why am I in sales? I hate it. From that point of, from the place he was training people and stuff. Why would I do this? I dislike it. You know, he'd built up this belief that was his identity, and he'd built up this traditional belief he needed to pick one thing and do it well, and this traditional belief that he had to become skilled at one job, and you know, he'd built all this stuff up, and he'd kind of made this thing his, but he didn't like it. He wasn't overly passionate about doing it. He could do it, you know, he got good feedback when he did it, but he didn't like it. And it was actually starting to see what I would call an incongruence. What he was doing was actually hurting himself. Like, he was struggling with a lot of things, and he couldn't work out why. He didn't want to get up and go to work in the morning, and he was just like, why am I doing this? And you know, I don't think a lot of us really know how to take the time to step back and go, why am I doing this? Because like, I think a lot of us think if we did that, our lives would probably unravel. You know, if I'm honest, you know, that's how I think about it, is like, for a long time, I've worried about that, is that if I actually stood back and looked at everything I did and said, what do I actually want to continue doing? What do I enjoy? You know, it might unravel a little bit of what I'm doing. Like, it could change massively. It could have a massive impact in the world. And it's quite overwhelming. You know, it's like, it's really overwhelming to say, hey, maybe I need to restart a few things that have just not gone my way. And they're not what I want to be doing. But somehow I've found myself in these situations. Like, at one point in my life, I was working inside the insurance industry at an insurance company, and that wasn't what I wanted. I was like, at what point in my childhood did I ever think working in insurance was my passion and dream? And, you know, I worked that out and I got out of it, but it took a lot longer than I probably should have. And I was probably lucky that I had other experiences to drag me out of it, because I could have probably still been in it. So I think that's the important thing to think about is, you know, we do struggle sometimes with this feeling of we have to go down a path, and I would call it a traditional trajectory, shall we call it. You know, you think you have to do what everyone else is doing to be happy, and oh, they're happy, so if I copy them or I mimic what they're doing and their traditions, I too will be happy. But what you can sometimes find is that you get lost. And it sometimes feels like your body is crying out, trying to tell you this is not actually what you want, but your mind just keeps doing it. It keeps doing it again and again and again, and you keep getting these same results. You don't know why you're doing it, but it feels too scary to step outside that. And I've felt that. It can be gut-wrenching. It's gut-wrenching to stay in that situation, and it's gut-wrenching to leave it. It's like ripping off a plaster. You know, the pain of ripping off the plaster can sometimes be much worse than what comes next. But even the thought of ripping off that plaster it just breaks you. And so I just wanted to share that, because it was running through my mind, this traditional kind of feel. And I'm working through it at the moment to break out of it, to break out of what I think what I think, what I've created as my identity in my head, and trying to change it into what I want to be doing. Like I look at the work I'm doing around truth about dyslexia, the work I'm starting to get into around ADHD as well, and helping people. And I absolutely love it. I absolutely love it. I love it beyond what I'm doing in the marketing space. Like I've got a marketing company, and it's like there's this pull either way to decide what you do. And it's like, you know, to think, do I back myself down this alleyway? Do I back myself? Do I believe people want my help enough to pay for it in the future, to do some coaching, to do some group coaching? It has been a real challenging step for me. And I'll just be honest, it's, you know, to back yourself to go down a path that could work or could not work. But I would love it along the way. So yeah, I just wanted you to think about that in your own life. Do you get stuck in tradition? Do you get stuck in the traditions you don't believe in? Do you struggle to find why other people do a tradition? Do you start to question it? Maybe just sit on that and have a think about that. You know, what pictures come to your mind? I hope that's been valuable. I know it's a bit of a rant, but I feel that a lot of people will connect with what I'm saying. And maybe it'll just help you question a couple of things. Start small. Don't question everything, but start on the lower end and go, why am I doing that? You know, am I doing that because I want to, or because I think I have to? Hope that's been valuable, guys. Have a great rest of your day.